of war we lost.
Well, don't worry about it. We're famous for losing the wars we win.
Baghdad! Don't underestimate Baghdad!
A city rich in romantic oriental lore.
Baghdad! You must investigate Baghdad!
And learn a few of the facts you never knew before.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets.
Welcome back to Cloak and Dagger. I'm your host, Lenny Bloom, along with my co-host, Sherman H. Skolnick, the great American traitor buster. Now, folks, those of you who are regular to the show and enjoy Sherman's work, I should tell you that Sherman's been under the weather. He was forced to attend his brother's funeral. And in a wheelchair, for a man in a wheelchair at 75, it took a real toll on him physically that he didn't expect. So he's okay. He'll be back, but he needs a lot of recuperation and has to have his medicines tweaked. You know, he's a polio victim, as you should know. He's been a polio victim since age 6. And has been in a wheelchair all his life. He used braces and got around with braces on. But anyway, he at 75, he's a little bit weakened, but he'll be back and as strong as ever. Anyway, tonight we're joined with Captain Eric May of Ghost Troop. And Captain May, I just want to, before I bring you on, mention that the prelude to our discussion is that for those of you who haven't heard the shows that we did together before, tonight, Captain May, you're going to come on and report on the things that in previous shows we had identified were important dates that different shoes would drop, to use the vernacular. And so it's an honor to have you back here, Captain Eric May of Ghost Troop. Welcome back to Cloak and Dagger.
Lenny, it's always great to be back at the home station on the Cloak. We've been with you through many a mission in the info war.
Yeah, now, theme us in, Captain May, would you, on your cyber warfare Ghost Troop operation, and so that listeners can go back into the archives and get and pull them out.
Yeah, well, to fill people in on where we are is to fill people in on what you and I have been talking about, and especially the numbers. Folks, the first thing is when Lenny and I talk about numerics or numerology or numeric harmonics or Pythagoras or anything like that, it's not that we go and play with Ouija boards or numbers or anything like that for self-gratification. I'm not a numerologist, and Lenny isn't either. But we believe that other people are.
That's right. That's it.
It's not our.
That's
code.
A very good point. We believe that other people use that as a technique, but we don't subscribe to it, but there's a pattern there.
There's a code there. It's an encoding device.
Yeah.
It's used to punctuate planning and whatnot. It gives them the ability to have measure. In fact, you remember Rumsfeld once said, we need to have metrics in order to do the war. They're freaks for numbers. Well, Lenny, you and I, to get right to the numbers, I think it was your turn when you, since we know they love to do things like reversal of numbers, when they came up on, when Bin Laden came up on January the 19th, the Bin Laden tape.
Which we predicted.
Right, that being a 119 or a 911 backwards, that pretty much set us in a cycle of doing some heavy analysis. We knew that Bush needed to have a nuclear 911. They've been setting it up in the media forever. Bush needed his Patriot Act renewed. He had a presidential address coming up on the 31st of January. and we were pretty much wondering what it was going to be, and then suddenly they announced a Fort Monroe nuclear exercise simulating an Al-Qaeda strike against America, 10 kiloton warhead in a U.S. port city, and they were scheduling it beginning 1/3/1 going through to February 2nd, 2/2. So we went ahead and we decided the numbers. I made the prediction 1/3/1.
Yeah,
because 1/3/1 is a 311 anagram.
Yeah.
311 is Madrid. 311/2004 was Madrid. Madrid, by the way, 311 was 911 days after 9/11 itself. This is what we call the numeric harmonics of it. Well, when we went with 1/3/1, we stuck with that prediction, and lo and behold, as anybody who looks up the cloak home page can find, it turned out that the day after our prediction scenario, 1/3/1, the day after being 2/1, February the 1st, there was a weapons of mass destruction civil support team out on the beach 10 miles south of Texas City, set, you know, black uniforms, black tactical vehicles, black vans, setting up measuring equipment. And folks, those teams, doctrinally, they're day after teams. That's what they are. They're teams that come to your city the day after your city gets nuked to measure. So Lenny and I have, I think, with justice, taken credit for once again being vigilant on behalf of the people of Texas City, because it was our opinion from way back, but certainly reinforced recently, that Texas City, a small suburb of Houston, is in fact the Bush-designated target for the 911, the second 911, the 911-2B, as we call it, or the nuclear 911. So, Lenny, that's how we came into February, was being confirmed on a numeric prediction that we'd made. So
yes.
We predicted 119. We said something funny would be up. Then we predicted 131, and that came in. If we hadn't done the Texas City mission the way we did, Lenny, they would have nuked the place.
Well,
that's what they were going to do.
Certainly they nuked the mosque. And
okay, now let's get up to the, yeah, bring us up to current events. Just recently, we had the 222 number, February 22nd.
That's right.
222 is what's called one of their master numbers. They use a system of numerology that goes back to Babylonian times, and it's Freemasonic as well. But 222-111-333 or 1122-333 are all what's called master numbers. So when they did a destruction on the mosque, that's our way of knowing. Okay, Lenny, let's go ahead and show how we merge good old military intelligence, or in your case, just intelligence combined with the numbers. We know right now that the U.S. military is in a declining position in the Middle East. We also know that the nuclear 9/11 that they're trying to set up so that they can have World War III, get a draft, have a homeland state, all those things they want to do, they keep mucking up because they can't pull it off as long as we're aware that it's coming and as long as we continue to alert the public. So now basically we've come to a point that the U.S. military needs to rationalize. It needs to find a rationale for leaving Iraq. We got to get out. We can't stay there unless we fully mobilize. We can't mobilize with a nuclear 9/11. That keeps getting held up and put off. So now we need to get out.
But Captain May, Captain May, what I want to add was that I just want to add that with regard to keeping up presently with the actual battle, because the real motive for warfare in Iran is the Iranian oil bourse, which will cause and create a market, a market for oil in euros. So this was a major economic attack, and of course today. We've had the Norwegian bourse has surfaced.
Well,
yesterday it surfaced, the Norwegian bourse. So now the thing is this, now we've got to make up some Norwegians who are terrorists. Now George has to go back to the drawing board and go, okay, we've had the Muslim. Wait a second, it was Osama bin Laden,
right.
And it was that Norwegian with him. It was, we forgot the Norwegian who was working. I mean,
it was, hold up, Lenny. It was two Norwegian guys just pretending to be from the United Arab Emirates. Just take care of two birds with one stone. Anyway, so here's the deal. 222 comes up, and 222 is just one of their trigger numbers. It's a big magic number, folks. 222 comes up, and they need to do something. Lenny, I think they're throwing in the towel. I think they busted the mosque. They popped a Shiite religious mosque. So that they could say, of course, they're saying Al-Qaeda did it, which means Al-CIA does, Mossad CIA. And they've said now that the Sunnis are doing it, so now what we're going to get is we're going to get a Balkanization of Iraq. It's going to turn into a civil war, and it's going to turn into a civil war with the Shiite right now having the upper hand, and we're going to back them. But we're going to manufacture this thing. This is a manufactured civil war. It's just that now we have an event that allows the American public to do what it needs to do, which is to begin to say, yes, their country is totally screwed up. It's their fault. Remember, Lenny, when we walk out of there, we're not going to kick ourselves in the butt for being what we did. We're going to kick ourselves in the butt for being so nice to those people. That's how we're going to look at it, and that's what's being set up now. So we've got the a continuation of the great Arabs Gone Wild type propaganda that was being done throughout the month of January, for instance. By the way, Lenny, the next day, okay, so on 222, we had the shrine bombing. The next day is the Bush, you know, of course, Bush, like his father Bush, like his running mate John Kerry, were all members of
Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones, and of course, their great secret number, Lenny.
Book and Snake 322.
322.
Don't forget Book and Snake.
They're crazy about using their number. It's their way of signing. They're just like the Crips or the Bloods or any street gang, Joe. It's nothing complicated.
Exactly.
So what they do is they take their 322, but if you turn it around, you get 223. So the mosque was hit on 222, and on the next day, which is a way of saying the Skull and Bones Day because it's 322 written backwards, 223, guess what the body, because you had the revenge killings then, right? The mosque got hit on 222, so on 223, the Skull and Bones Cult Day written backwards, you get the revenge killings, of course. Guess what number they reported, Lenny?
What number?
111.
Sure.
You see, they're freaks for this kind of stuff, and they always, Lenny, how many times have we said?
Six times our money.
They always play number games with body counts.
Yeah.
They love to do body count number games.
Yeah, exactly.
Like in Madrid, the body count from Madrid, which was 911 days after 911 and was on 311, right? Madrid 311. The body count for Madrid is 191, which is 911 anagrammed. They're freaks for this stuff. They love it. So the in and the out of it, folks, is that this operation has the embedded code written all over it.
Yeah, you know,
now, maybe what we ought to do is talk about upcoming dates.
Yeah, if I could, I'd like to characterize them further for the record as narcotic gang bagmen with briefcases. I'll say it again. They're just narcotics gangs with briefcases. That's the Bush fraud gang. That's it.
Yeah,
narcotics gangs with briefcases have taken over. The money comes from narcotics.
Well, you know, there's one thing that causes me some...
in the narcotics business. George Bush's.
I have a certain optimism about something, Lenny, which is that, you know, I've long held the view that Bush is a kind of neo-Nero. He burns down his own cities, you know, he has...
Yeah, he's a Nero of our times. He's the Nero of our times.
What always happens, though, when you look historically... is that men who rise to power and become tyrants and then hurt many people and leave many grudges against themselves, those men have trouble when they lose power, and Bush is losing power rapidly.
Well, what instrument is he going to fiddle with?
By himself. The only thing Bush can play is himself.
Bush played himself.
Been doing for 5 years, for God's sake.
Nero fiddled while Rome burned, and Bush played with himself when...
That's when Texas City blew up. When he tried to blow up Texas City.
When he tried to blow up Texas City.
And the Cloak and Dagger and Ghost Troop have been there two of the last three times to stop it. That was July 28, 2005. One of the great interviews of all history. Lenny and I will be in the Smithsonian for that one, and I think it's free out on the front page of the Cloak, Lenny. and then the one we did February 2nd. So let's look at the dates that come ahead. Now, folks, this isn't Ouija board stuff. There's nothing magic about it. It's a matter of knowing that there are certain dates to them that are loaded dates. Just like if you shoot dice. If you shoot dice, if you throw a 7 or an 11 first throw, you win. Well, those are traditional lucky numbers in the same way they use numbers. For instance, they're all Illuminatus freaks, and Illuminatus have the high number 33, which is 3 times 11. 11 is one of their master numbers. Lenny, 33 will be the number on two dates in the month of March. The 3rd of March, 3-3, and the 30th of March, 3-3-0, when you knock off the 0.
The harmonics coming up are, among others, there's a lot of them, but certainly 3-11, 3-12, 3-22.
3-11.
3-23.
Big about 3-2-2. You got 3-11 and 3-2-2 coming up. Those are your big numbers.
And 3-1-3.
3-1-3 possible, although I haven't seen it. You get more 11 play. And you also got the possibility of 3-1-9 and 3-1-6. But the 3-3s, let me tell you why I say that.
Got a question for you.
Huh?
What about 4-3-3? Like April Fool's, April Fool!
I'm only doing
I think there's an April Fool coming.
I've decided that until that day, until that happy April Fool's Day when we get through this, since we've been talking, Looney, as people who follow media and geostrategic issues, we've been hearing that March was the time that Israel and the United States both wanted the war. We've been hearing that for a while. Given that Texas City was the target of the last three attempts at a nuclear 9/11, each of them interrupted by Ghost Troop, and two of the three times Ghost Troop with Cloak and Dagger, putting out the public affairs notice, an alarm, a warning.
When's the full moon come in March?
I don't know that. I don't do lunar phase. Someone could make a lot out of it.
Well, they use that, too, of course, for their rituals.
Well, to get to the point, though, since Texas City has been the target area, and since there's still talk that there may be a war in March, the red alert that we issued for Texas City for the days when the nuclear team turned up in Texas City, we have extended until the end of March. So on April Fool's Day, we'll all be happy, but all through March, I'm still putting Texas City, which, by the way, people need to understand, it's 50 miles away from me. I live just to the north of Houston in a suburb. Texas City is just to the south of Houston in a suburb. And out here, we're doing a daily InfoWar activities to develop and forward the Texas City scenario we've been working on. We still have the place under red alert. So the days, Lenny, let's go over real quick. The ones that come to my mind are your two double threes, 3-3 and 3-30, and then your two 11-3s, which are 3-11 and 3-2-2. And, of course, that 3-2-2 is especially powerful because that's the Skull and Bones' own cult number. Let me give you a couple of examples of how they play the 3-3 number. 3-3-0 is the date that they had the Texas City blow-up of 2004, when that was the first time Ghost Troop said there was going to be an attempt at a nuclear 9/11. We predicted 3-3-1. That's before we understood the code real well. And it happened not on 3-3-1, but on 3-3-0. We were off a day, and we were off about 25 miles. We predicted Houston to happen in Texas City. But that you could see that they wanted to play the day 3-3. It's like people who have an obsession going to play roulette or going to a horse race, and they always pick multiples of certain numbers or whatnot. That's how these people work. The other time the 3-3-0 date has come in was 1981. 81? 82. 82. Can you guess what happened that date?
What happened?
That's when Hinckley shot Reagan.
Oh, right, exactly.
While his dad was scheduled to have dinner with Neil? Yeah, you know, something, right?
Yeah, and we have often commented on that, the connection between Daddy Bush and the Reagan assassination. Certainly he was up to his same old stuff again.
Well, they were playing their 3-3 number.
Yeah, they sure were.
Hit all the way. Of course, we had the JFK, the
11-22,
November 22nd, 1-1-2-2. These numbers are old power numbers in American politics because they're Freemasonic Illuminatus numbers.
Right.
This is how the East Coast establishment remains the East Coast establishment.
Yeah.
They're elite societies. But anyway, to give you, let's take the skull and bones number, the 3-2-2. I can tell you two big instances when that 2-2-3 was played backwards. Well, three now. There was yesterday, which was when they said that in response to the 2-2-2 bombings, there were 1-1-1 dead Muslims. That's their little way of having a joke, folks.
Yeah.
They played that yesterday because that was on the skull and bones numbers backwards.
Right.
That was their little prank.
Yeah.
Well, they also played those 2-2-3 numbers because those were the numbers in 1991.
It's the way they signature sign the art form, just like a painting. They put their little signature there.
Exactly. Just like an artist of any sort, or just like I talked to kids who were in street gangs. I taught languages in a few places, and once or twice in an inner city school. And the gangsters told me all the time that they always sign their work. You don't do a crime if you're not going to sign it. If you don't sign it, nobody knows you did it. You get no power or prestige from it.
Exactly.
So this is something that all gangs do, from the local playground graffiti artist all the way up to, you know, the great conquerors. These are the standard building blocks of political machinations.
The punctuation of the murders.
Exactly. Well, in fact, it's just like that. If you wanted to talk about history as being prose, like just words, the people who understand the numbers the way they see it are the ones who understand how to do the punctuation, the grammar, the syntax, the meter. They know how to measure and create time.
Yes.
And not just be part of an ongoing stream of time.
Right.
And I'm sympathetic to that, Lenny, because you know that I teach Taekwondo, and middleweight teacher, you know, nothing special, but I'm a second-degree black belt. And what makes a martial artist powerful is the same thing. It's the ability to focus his power, to develop rhythm, and to be able to focus power on spot. So you may not be a 400-pound guy, but you may be able to hit the place you want with the speed you want as hard as a 400-pound guy. Because you understand how to focus the power. Well, that's what people who do the embedded code know how to do. And that's why it's their secret. They don't want regular people to understand, A, that this is being done against them, or B, that they could do it themselves. It's a forbidden power. It's a cult lore. That's what occult societies are for, keeping forbidden power secrets.
The state secrets that the shadow elite, the ruling elite, hope you don't learn.
There it is. Well, Lenny, I should wrap up by letting you know what I'm doing now. We found that after we interdicted the attempt to hit Texas City on 7/28/2005, and I can't encourage people enough to look up Captain May on your Google search engine or look up Cloak and Dagger and find those interviews. They're classics, the 28th of July, 2005. We found afterwards that Bush went into a reel, during which time he pulled out, three harpacanes, a Pakistani earthquake, threatened a bird flu.
Right.
I mean, did everything in the world to hold the headlines to try to do this.
Yeah.
We've found that they are tenacious in coming back to the same place and that they manage to buy people off or scare people off or shut people down or shut people up or whatever they have to do. So they've come back to Texas City, our turf, three times now. So this time what I've done is I've opened an official inquest. Now, there are those who can say that because I'm an officer on a mission of conscience that I don't have official status, but I've said throughout, if I'm the only one who's an officer who's obeying his oath and doing his duty by the Constitution, being fully aware of the reason that's going on, that what I'm doing is official work. So we're having an inquest, and I encourage everybody to go to your Google search engine and look into Ghost Troop Captain May, or click on my name on the front page of the Cloak homepage. And by all means, look into what we're doing, because this time, Lenny, we're not going to let the problem... now that we've done the interdiction, we're going to stay with it.
Wait a sec. Obviously, there's people who don't want us to hear what you're saying. Could you repeat that, please?
Yeah, Lenny?
Yeah.
Yeah. This time we're going to follow through with the process. We're doing an investigation. We call it an inquest as we go. This is in response, by the way, to a very good question asked me by my best friend, a fellow who's the U.S. ambassador to Qatar, Ambassador Chase Untermyer. While the journalists down here are hiding from the ramifications of the predictions I've been making with my unit goes through, and from the ramifications of the appearance of a nuclear team on the beach south of Texas City within our target scenario, the ambassador to Qatar, Chase Untermyer, has asked me, you know, how do you know it's just not random coincidence? So in response to him, I did some probability analysis with some mathematician buddies of mine. Lenny, you know that in our first three predictions, the first predictions were within one day of the actual day of explosions twice, and spot on one time. That's of the first three ghost group predictions, two of which involve Texas City. The odds against being right in a random series of predictions within a day twice and right on the other time with no misses, at the very lowest would be 1 in 3,000. That's supposing that there were one explosion, a random explosion in the Houston area every month. But if you used a more rational figure, like one explosion every quarter, every 3 months,
yeah,
it goes
yeah.
to 1 in 81,000.
Now, Captain
so
May,
the point is the sheer probability, the improbability yeah. of this being random chance guessing has made it such that we formally opened an inquest.
And what's the focus of the inquest?
Specifically to determine which people participated in the treason that the Texas City set up. There is not, let me make this clear,
yeah.
there is not an inquest to find out if there was a setup at Texas City. I'm not playing that normal game people play, which is that I have to look at my navel for 6 months before I can say my name.
Yeah, let's cut to the chase.
Yeah, we know that there was a setup at Texas City because we stopped it, and this is twice.
Yeah, let's get to the real truth and to the bone of the matter. Let's not get diverted.
Yes, it's the feeling. Here's the way I consider it, Lenny. I'm the officer on the scene. I'm not the best officer in the world, and I'm certainly not the most senior officer in the world, but I'm the officer on the scene, and I know what's going on, and the people who aren't doing what I'm doing don't know what's going on. So until they know what's going on and start doing it, then I'm going to do what they should be doing. And right now that means, as a responsible officer, preparing a report with a recommendation for charges. There's only one charge that's being entertained.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
high treason.
Well,
this is nothing
right.
but treason. There are no other crimes involved in this.
Well, the
Those
buck
who
stops at the White House.
Abetting this are part of treason.
The buck stops at the White House desk.
Well, that's for sure.
So now that's where
King George is what we always say.
There's the focus of the. That's where the treason lay.
But by the way, you know the numbers work both ways because you know what I did?
What?
I announced the inquest on 222.
Yes, exactly.
In other words, we've done this many times. Like, even the people will notice if they see the Ghost Troop logo, it's the skull and bones. You know that. You use it all over the place. We play it right back at them.
Yeah.
You know, and by the way, in gang
yeah.
wars, which is what this is, info war is just gang war.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the gang of the American people, that's us, and our friends, versus the Bush boys, who are a bunch of Illuminati sickos.
Yeah, they're
so we
really
play their
exactly.
stuff right back at them, like all gangs do.
George Bush is a member of the Children of the Fold, the Satanic Society, and he's been hanging around with evil gangs and involved in narcotics and narcotic gangs and bagmen from narcotic gangs. They're just narcotic gangs with briefcases. He's the Nero of our times.
That's true. The Neo-Nero.
The Neo-Nero of our times, George W. Bush.
Well, Lenny, it's always good to chat with you and to keep the alert going, folks. Texas City is still under a red alert. And Ghost Troop, working with InfoWar allies like Cloak and Dagger, we've been able to stand vigil over a lot of people who wouldn't have been awake otherwise. And it's not because we're so good or so smart. It's because there are people so bad and so stupid who are letting this happen. None of this Bush crapola could be happening if there weren't 99 people pretending like they didn't know what was going on for every bad guy doing it. Lenny, you know that? It
yeah.
takes 100 people for them to do this kind of crap, one of them doing it, and 99 pretending like it didn't happen. Everything they do, that's the way they do it. There are people who are pretending all the time to be incompetent when they're really in cahoots. That's why the Bush people never fire anybody for screwing up, like the 911 thing, because they're not going to fire you for incompetence. Incompetence is your excuse.
Well, Churchill did say we have nothing to fear but fear itself and people who just create fear as a byproduct of their bullshit. And that's what we do here. We scrape the bullshit off the truth at Cloak and Dagger.
Well, Lenny, coming at you from the belly of the beast, Hell's Kitchen in Houston, Texas, where we're taking the turf back from the Bush boys one battle at a time. This is Ghost Troop Commander Captain Eric May, signing out.
Now, this is cloakanddagger.de. Captain May, stay on the line with us because, folks, after this briefing, Captain May and I are going to wax philosophical and do a little research of English literature, and we're going to start to look at the fears of attack from the book 1984 by Orwell and see how that relates to the present Bush Junta's operations manifesto. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Once again, this is Lenny Bloom, along with my co-host Sherman H. Skolnick, who is recuperating. Thanks for being here at Cloak and Dagger for a great briefing by Captain Eric May. We want to thank him for bringing on his dots and connecting all those dots for us. This is Lenny Bloom. Read it yourself instead of asking the government why, because that will cause the propaganda to die. Good night, Captain May. See you again soon.
Missed a very dull TV show about Auschwitz. More gruesome film clips and more puzzled intellectuals declaring their mystification over the systematic murder of millions. The reason why they can never answer the question, how could it possibly happen, is that it's the wrong question. Given what people are, the question is, why doesn't it happen more often? Of course it does, in subtler form. It's been ages since I sat in front of the TV. Just changing channels to find something. You see, the whole culture, Nazis, deodorant salesmen, wrestlers, beauty contest, the talk show. Can you imagine the level of a mind that watches wrestling? But the worst are the fundamentalist preachers, third-rate con men telling the poor suckers that watch them that they speak for Jesus and to please send in money. Money, money, money. If Jesus came back and saw what's going on in his name, he'd never stop throwing up.